I decided to live. No more excuses. Foreword by Dr. Drew Goslin. By Janice Weir Shamir. Copyright 2014. Chapter 1. If you told me that in 2010 I was going to be running a catering business within 12 months, I would have laughed. At this time, I was still unemployed and seeking a change of direction. On many occasions, I had started a business. Training services in 1990s. Event organising in 2000 or thereabouts. And then in 2009, I almost dreamt of the possibility, but just brushed it off with all the other attempts as being another dream that's only going to be a hobby horse. Many times I had wanted to get into the food industry. My first career choice, when I was 16 years old, was to be a dietitian. I put this behind me, as during that time you had to have an A-level first before you could even consider doing a degree. It was always of great concern to me that people achieved maximum health from the food that they ate. In January 1990, I arrived at West Indies College with no qualifications and no A-level. After being encouraged by my headmaster, Mr. Orville Wolford, of John Loughborough School, the best that there ever was. Even when I thought I would never improve my grades, he always, always told me to keep trying. Those words have never left me and have become my mantra in life. Whenever it would seem that I have failed, I treat it as an opportunity to prove myself once again. As I kept trying different things, I became skilled in so many areas in my life. These include professional executive PA, legal PA, client-side project manager for SAP integration software rollout, documentation manager, and secretary to the design director of the Jubilee Line Extension, Lincoln Stratford. IT trainer, IT database manager and FEFC funding advisor, qualified lecturer, food business owner, food safety consultant, trainer and director, and now a trainee food inspector. That is the short version. What I really want to make clear is that even when I thought I would achieve little in life, I had a headmaster that believed in me, a mother that invested her time and money in me, a step-grandfather that at the age of 5 taught me how I must hold a Parker pen and how to understand mathematics. I learnt the alphabet and mathematics and life skills at home. It was never an option to watch our black and white, remoteless TV with 5 channels that signed off at night when it was time to study. We had to read the books given from school and even learn how to read the Bible and explain what we read. All these things would contribute to my development in later life. I have had so many fortunate encounters with people whom I never realised until a while after meeting them or when it was time to say goodbye, just how much they encouraged my development as a professional and as a person. The list is exhaustive, but I do want to thank these people in my books, especially in this one, so that they know that I have never forgotten the efforts and time they spent in contributing to me so that I can be free. I am free to be me. The names or instances where I met these people may be randomized, but they all know when they read this book exactly what they did. Huge thank you to you all. First and foremost, thank you God for giving me life, for letting me breathe when the doctors didn't know what to do, for waking me up after the loss of my baby sister and allowing me to live. Yes, this is a story that I will one day share, but right now all I can say is thank God I am alive. Family. Mum for pushing me to be better and taking me to secretarial college, much to my annoyance at the time. I needed it for everything I achieved later on in life. Grandmother who supported me financially, emotionally, and in so many ways with her sweet smile and putting me in my place. Step-grandfather, Brother Sean, Auntie Elaine, Uncle Damien, Auntie Lavinia, Auntie Madeline, Uncle Andrew, Ken and Joni Williams and my cousins, Lulu, Wendy Batiste, Roger Batiste, Beverly Batiste and Sister Batiste, and all those not mentioned. All my friends and work colleagues, those who are in my life, those who have left my life as you were there for your reason. Those who are just too far to physically be with me but will always be my friend. Including Yvonne from John Loughborough School, Karen Maxwell, Troy, Diane Mardner, Suzanne Jacobs, Michael Edwards, Yvette Murphy, Nadine DeRue, Cecile DeRue, and so many more. I can't even think now. It's too many to list. I should never have started this. Someone is going to read my book and get mad. Don't charge it to my heart. Charge it to my mind. Managers. Senior contributors to my life. Mr. Wolford, Mrs. Lola Reed, who impacted on my life both at John Loughborough School and West Indies College. Because of her, I was able to study at West Indies College without any former qualifications. Rest in peace, Mrs. Reed. Mr. Rodney, Miss Hutton, Miss Bernard, Mrs. Stutchbury from East Ham College of Technology, Mrs. Newton from East Ham College of Technology, who taught me how to type, much to my annoyance. It was the one skill that paid for my schooling and everything else I wanted, pre-qualifying as a lecturer. Alan Barnett of Barnett Personnel gave me bookings that were top class in the city, including Xerox, where I actually met Alan Sugar in the early days. Samantha at Brook Street. Office Angels, Lifeline Personnel, they definitely were my lifeline. Manpower, Kelly Girl. It was a thing of pride to be a Kelly Girl after rigorous testing. Only the 85% plus scoring could be a Kelly Girl. I was one of them. Mr. and Mrs. Hackmat of West Indies College. Mr. Herbert Thompson. Miss Brown, the West Indies College Finance Manager. Miss Williams of West Indies College Maths and Computing Department, who believed in me and gave me the role of coordinator for the new computer lab as a student teacher. Thank yous also go out to the design director at Jubilee Line Extension at 33 South Colonnade, the CEO of Kier International, Jim Lawrence of Newvic, Lawrence Johnson of Barkin and Dagenham College, Kathy Walsh, former principal of Barkin and Dagenham College. From all of these managers, I have learnt many, many things that are not included in any textbook. I received the textbook of life, and all of these managers wrote a chapter in my life that has been invaluable, and I will never forget any of them for the great things they have done, even the difficult decisions that they had to make because they believed in me and loved me so much, even as their own daughter. They always told me the truth. These managers will always have a special place in the development of my life's career and path. This caring bond they showed me, which, as we know, all the politics in offices and institutions is not common. I was privileged to have them all as a part of my journey. A genuine thank you. It would be prudent of me to take you back to some of the important things that will help you to understand how my journey included owning a food business. I decided to live. No more excuses. Foreword by Dr. Drew Goslin. Available on Amazon and all major online bookstores. By Janice Weir Jamir. Copyright 2014. No excuses.